This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. We're going to rewind to last hour on our program when former Maine DHHS Commissioner Mary Mayhew joined us on the PDQ Door telephone line. It was our first chance to follow up on her stepping down from DHHS.
It was an incredibly difficult decision. I have been so honored to have been part of the LePage administration and to have served as Commissioner of the Department of Health and Human Services, to have worked on behalf of the people of this state. I am incredibly proud of what we have accomplished. It was difficult to make the decision to step down, but I made that decision because I wanted to think about where the state needed to go in the next several years. And I wanted to be part of that. And so as I left the department and as I have thought about all that we have accomplished, what I know is that we have worked too hard to see what we have done undone. And so today I am announcing my candidacy to become the next governor for the state of Maine.
You've got mail.
We started getting emails immediately into our McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Pat wrote, wishing you all the best in your run for Maine's governor. Can't wait to vote for you. Thanks so much for your dedicated work as DHHS commissioner. Consistent dedication to trim Maine care roles and shut down welfare fraud and abuse, and for tirelessly supporting Maine's taxpayers. Fletcher wrote into us, glad Mary is running for governor. After seeing what she did at DHHS, she has my vote. And I'm just reading these as they come in. If I find one that someone doesn't like the idea of her running, I'll read it to you. I'll pass it along. I'm going to check the text messages here in just a moment or two as well, George.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that, it's going to cut both ways. We've dealt with Mary Mayhew ever since she's been at DHHS. She's always been up front with us, and not surprised she made the announcement here this morning. She has a political background. She's not like she's new to politics. We talked about her being a lobbyist for the hospitals and go to DHHS, but she was on the Democratic side of things when she ran Pat McGowan's campaign, back when Pat ran for Congress. That seems like an eternity ago, although she's only 52.
He gave Olympia Snow a scare, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And but she'll run as a Republican. I think it's going to be a crowded field as we talk to her about it. And she will be, of course, very, very associated with the governor because she and the governor both were involved in the opposition to Medicaid expansion. And that's going to be an issue that will come up in the next campaign.
Here are some of the text messages coming in into the Alliance Digital Networks text line at 601-207. Hang on the phone line, caller there. 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. So with the former head of the most dysfunctional department within the state is running for governor, sounds about right. Stephen Gardner writes that to us. Others, starting the battle from the top of the hill is certainly an advantage. If she gets the governorship, why am I seeing a lot of mandates in our future? Interesting. Collins would do better as a Democrat than as a Republican. Go Mary. Tell Mary I'll be voting for her as long as she doesn't go back as a Democrat. Dan and Monmouth simply writing yes with an exclamation point. Nicholas and Parkman, yes, all caps. She is awesome. Others starting to come in. 1-800-966-1039. Our phone number. Caller, hello. The George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Mary Mayhew announcing her plan to run for governor. What are you thinking?
We do not need a governor in a skirt speaking to us in a mama voice when the soldiers of Islam are overrunning the West.
You must have a real problem with the first judge. That's an Old Testament reference for him.
Anyway, Fritz can figure out anybody else to insult. I think he's probably covered his bases now. Obviously, this is going to be a very, very crowded field. And it's good for talk radio, Rick. We're going to have plenty of guests coming up. I'm just trying to come up with some of the names that have already, that both Republicans and Democrats are announcing. Well, we've had Terry Hayes on, right? And
I think Terry Hayes was the first that we had on because Adam Cody.
Adam Cody of Stanford.
And by the way, closed circuit message to Adam, if you or your people are listening, twice invited to be on our program. You have time to go to lunch with my wife, but you don't have time to come on the radio with me and G.
That may be the funniest line of the whole thing.
Right there. Jim and Hollowell, by the way, writes to us, because you're going to mention another name in a second, and maybe another one of my fantasies. But so much for the progressive from Hollowell standing a chance.
Betsy Sweet.
Betsy Sweet, of whom he speaks. She was on with us last week. That's
right.
His thought.
And they've declared, but there are a lot of names that are floating around, both on the Democratic side and on the Republican side. Got to remember now, what we're talking about is a Republican primary today, but we'll eventually get to the Democratic primary.
Oh, Ken and Starks, I'm sorry, no, and the fact that we just said Adam, it's Adam Cody, right? I'll ask my wife. Cause she
Adam
went to,
Cody.
Yeah, because she went to lunch with him, I didn't. Ken writes to us, come on, Janet Mills. Only one more, and my prediction comes true, and Maine enters history books as the first state to only have women to choose from.
Well, I think...
No, Ken's there.
Everybody thinks that Janet will run. I have no knowledge of it whatsoever. The Attorney General's office in many states, and including Maine, is often a jumping-off place because... Obviously, they've got tremendous experience in dealing with government.
At one point in time,
yeah.
Sean Faircloth disclosed that that was part of his plan.
Right.
And, again, some of these text messages coming in are not necessarily supportive. Mayhew for governor. We say this reply, no freaking way. Okay? This comes in. And I know that we can read this because if Mary is listening for whatever reason... She's dealt with sharper arrows than that.
Oh, goodness.
What a joke. Hasn't she hurt enough of Maine's most vulnerable in her most recent role?
But well,
there are those that strongly disagree with that.
Going back to what I said in the beginning here, she is associated with, and rightfully so, because she and Governor LePage both were against the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, and because it would, to her position, would really hurt the Maine budget. Now... there were a lot of people who were, I think they used the word called, but who were depleted from the Maine Medicaid rolls in her time period. So, yeah, I mean, we know where the battle lines are going to be drawn. That's the easy part. Now, who are the players is the hard part right now. We can come up with what, Rick? About 10 names between the Republicans and Democrats. We're almost sure are going to be around.
Caller, hi, GHRT. Mary Mayhew announcing her bid for the Blaine House. What are you thinking?
I was Paul LePage's very first town chairman when he ran to governor. I'd be honored to be Mary Mayhew's first town chairman.
What community, sir? What community are you in?
Lee, Maine.
In Lee, Maine. Thank you, sir. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hello. Mary Mayhew announcing her bid for the Blaine House. What are you thinking?
I think it's fantastic. My concern here, though, is that now that Mary is in the race, whether Susan Collins will prove herself by running against her and spoil the race, or step aside, let a real Republican run the country.
Along that line, text message to us, yes, Mary, no, Susan.
Well, you know, there are two people who were rumored to be possible candidates who have run for governor and lost, and that's the only time. Bruce Poliquin is one. He ran for governor, lost, came in fifth out of seven. Susan Collins, the only race she ever lost. So would either one of them get in? That's still out there.
Text messages. My name is Eric. I live in Augusta, and I would vote for Mary. I look forward to the time when we look at the content of the character. Let me try that again with the way it's spelled. I look forward to the time when we look at the content of the character of the candidate rather than the gender. P.S. I am a woman sending that note to us. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We got you on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and AM 1450 in Rockland. Mary Mayhew announcing her bid for the Blaine House. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking as of right now, I could very easily vote for her, and I will never vote for Collins again for anything.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, we'd like to hear your opinion. Mary Mayhew running for governor. What are your thoughts?
Well, I want to hear somebody put down some ideas about how to deal with the opioid crisis. Now, last week we heard from the opioid counselor and learned about the reptilian brain. Remember that?
Yeah, okay.
Then we heard about Tiger Woods' problem and his infidelity pass. So, here's my question. Would you vote for legalized, medically supervised prostitution if it helped the opioid crisis?
That's what you want to ask the gubernatorial candidates. Okay.
Yeah, that took us down two or three different roads.
That's there.
Well, there's no question that Mary Mayhew, 5-6 years ago, wasn't known around the state, really. Since she was the Health and Human Services Commissioner, taking the slings and arrows of arguably maybe the toughest job in the state. Everybody says the governor's job is the toughest job in the state. I'm not too sure, Rick. Being the commissioner of Maine Health and Human Services may be the toughest job in the state.
Another email in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox. Mary Mayhew is going to run for governor. Man, what a great pick for the people of this state. Now, wonder what it does for Senator Collins' plans. Comes down to the two. Mary gets my vote hands down.
Well, you're talking again about primaries now. And she's not... I'd have no idea what the senator's going to do. I have no idea what the congressman's going to do. But you got to understand that it'll be a crowded field that the Republicans are going to have to choose from.
Kevin writes to us in Lewiston, we have to vote for someone who will keep Maine's fiscal and welfare reforms. I do not trust Democrats or Collins with either of those things. I say go Mary. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Mary Mayhew, former DHHS commissioner, announcing her bid for the Blaine House. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's a great idea. I think she's done an absolutely fantastic job, and I've heard her speak many times. She's a very well-spoken, very smart person, and I have to say that I'm going to, I would never vote for Senator Collins or help her, but I'm going to put my 100% of my effort into helping Mary Mayhew get elected as my town chairman.
Let's make one thing absolutely clear again, because the people are comparing Mary Mayhew and Senator Collins. Senator Collins has not declared in the governor's race. It was a trial balloon that was put out a couple of months ago that she was looking at possibly. She's one of the most powerful women in the U.S. Senate. There are many people who think that she would not give up that position. She'd have to run for re-election a couple of years, but... So comparing Mary Mayhew and Senator Collins at this point is not an option because Senator Collins has made no announcement.
Here's a text message to us. I was heartbroken to think about Paula Page leaving the Blaine House, but now all is good. This, I would vote for her, but I don't think she can carry the first district. Caller, hi, GHRT. Your thoughts, Mary Mayhew announcing her bid for the Blaine House. Go ahead.
And why not? What makes it so impossible? You know, people want to see some new fresh air, and Susan Collins only goes when it looks good for her. I've watched her perform, especially at graduations at UMO. She's a starlet, looks at herself just like Trump, and I guess my buddy Paula Page.